So I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's such a great joy that we can be here to worship the Lord together with you. So we have been looking forward to come here ever since. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity today that we can be here. I am bringing greetings from our church, Cosmos City Baptist. And also from my family. So I've been married for 28 years now. And the Lord has blessed us with three children. The first one is 27, Dumi. And the second one is 22, Kenzi. And the last one is 14, Nkateko. And we are so grateful that they are all serving the Lord in our local church. I also want to thank Baba Mbonani for giving up his time to come and be with me here. And I also want to thank God for Muruti and Mamuruti. And also their faithful ministry here over many years. We always stand together with you in solidarity in the work of the Lord. You are always in our prayers. And we are your great fans. We follow you on your website. Yeah. So we download the sermon of Muruti and the elders here. And they are so edifying to us. And we also want to thank God for your consistency in the gospel. Because we know that the gospel that you are preaching is the same gospel that you are preaching at Cosmos City, and is the gospel that is not common and attractive. And we really appreciate your ministry here. And God will always reward faithfulness in his service. And then today I want us to open our Bibles from Psalm chapter 9, verse 1 and verse 2. And then we will be looking on this topic here, developing an attitude of gratitude. Or a thankfulness, or thanksgiving. And then we will be looking at two verses from Psalm chapter 9. I like how ESV put it beautifully. It says, verse 1 and verse 2, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. I want us to look at these two verses. And then the thanksgiving has two good words. And there are thanks and also giving. I like what Muruti mentioned this morning. He said, the elder mentioned here, he said, we are still going to give and accelerate a bit in our giving today because it is thanksgiving. And this is what God expects from us as his children. The word thankful or gratitude, it unlocks the fullness of life. When we have it, when we think about this, our hearts become so joyful before the Lord for what He's doing in our lives. And then thanksgiving turns what we have into enough. And then it makes us grateful before the Lord for everything that He provides for us. Even this morning, the very atmosphere that we have today and during this time and this year encourage us to praise the Lord and to thank Him. God wants us to be people who acknowledge what He's doing in our lives. And the tendency that we have as people, we have been taught to complain. Even when we greet somebody, after it has rained yesterday, we will say, "Hey, why is it Rwana Pula?"
We will say, "Yes, we see the rain."
And then Rwana Leta Azila
Fisa. Now we see the sun is hot.
And then we have taught ourselves to complain about many things. And we need to learn to be grateful before the Lord for what we have, for the people that God has given us, the friends that we have, and also the church that we serve under. And we look at the book of Psalms and also Chronicles. They are full of thanksgiving before the Lord. Even the psalm that Muruti read this morning, Psalm chapter 1, it speaks a lot about thanksgiving before the Lord. So this morning, Bazalan, I want us to see five lessons about thanksgiving, so that we should learn to thank God in all things. And then the first point that I want us to look at in verse 1a, thanksgiving is a matter of determination. Listen what David says, more verse 1a. He says, "I will thank you, Lord. I will thank you, Lord." We need to acknowledge that, and also to make a solemn determination in our lives to thank the Lord. And then we need to do that often with a heart of thankfulness before Him. And we need to make it a habit of thanking the Lord for all things. Look around what you have and thank the Lord for what He has provided for you. Friends, it's easy to get discouraged. You might be having a health challenge in your own life, maybe suffering, and then a lot of things are declining in your own life. But you need to have the attitude of thankfulness before the Lord. This is what God wants from His own children: a heart of thankfulness before Him. We have gone through the items of things that we need to thank God for. And then when we look back and also meditate on what we have gone through, As a church or individual, there are so many things that you can thank God for. And the second point that I want us to look at is still in verse
1.
When you thank the Lord, you must be genuine. You must be genuine. Listen what David says, verse 1b. I will thank the Lord with all my heart. I will thank the Lord with all my heart. All his heart acknowledges what God has done for him. I like ESV. It put it in another context. It says, I will recount all the work of the Lord. Which means you will start counting all the blessings that God has given you. I want us to know, Bazalwane, that God is concerned about our heart attitude. When you present your thanksgiving to him, he wants you to do it with all your heart. Because your heart represents passion. We have seen in Genesis the offering of Cain and the offering of Abel. God accepted the offering of Abel because it was coming from a genuine heart. And then he rejected the offering of Cain because it was not coming from a genuine heart. And the Bible tells us also in Deuteronomy that we need to love God with all our heart. And this is what God wants from us. He doesn't want us to love him with undivided attention. And David is also aware of that. I will thank the Lord with all my heart. Loving God means being willing to do what he commands. Jesus told us in the book of John that you are my disciples if you do what I command you to do. Even today, as we thank the Lord, we need to be genuine in our hearts, allowing our mind to reflect back and thinking of what God has done for us and thanking him with a genuine heart. And then number three, David says, I will tell of your wonderful or marvelous works. I will tell of your wonderful works. The third point is, you will tell others about the goodness of the Lord. God has no dumb children. All his children speak to him. And all his children speak about him. David says, I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will recount your wonderful works. And then David's love for God was not a private matter. He was open and outstanding about his love for God. And then speaking about God should be a natural appetite of God's children. It must come from a heart that is devoted to serve God. You cannot contain God's love in your own heart. To tell others about the goodness of the Lord is to tell others about whom you love the most. David saw that as something that is wonderful in his life. Something that he cannot contain in his life. And then God is always against the spirit of complaining. He wants us to be people who are grateful before him. And then this verse, more verse 1, see here, I will tell of all your marvelous works. Christians should have passion for evangelism. A passion to share about Jesus Christ. Witnessing as a Christian should be a lifestyle. When we take people for membership at our church, and then we also tell them their responsibilities as members. One of the responsibilities is that you need to invite people to church. You need to invite people to church. And this is what David is also challenging us with. I will tell of your marvelous works. We invite the people to come and hear about the wonderful works in that God has done in our lives. And this is what God demands from us as his children. We need to be people who are vocal about God and then speak about his goodness, as the psalmist teaches us in this verse. I will tell of all your marvelous works. And then number four, more verse two. And then as a Christian, you need to rejoice in the Lord. You need to rejoice in the Lord. And then in this verse, David finds his overflowing in the Lord, overflowing joy in the Lord. He speaks about the sufficiency of God in his own life. That God is the true fountain of his joy. As he say, I will sing unto the Lord. Some singing is something that should come from a joyful heart. And then as we almost come to the end of the year, don't dwell in your past disappointments. And then believe what the Bible teaches us here. It says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. And then this is a choice that every Christian should make. To rejoice in the Lord. And then as pastors, we do ministry with most people that are broken. And then we can easily detect the right attitude of serving the Lord the way you behave in difficult times. There's a lady at our church. She received news that at the end of this year, she will be without a job. And then we went to be with her, me and my wife, just to encourage her that God will never fail her. And to our surprise, when we get there, she was she was encouraging us. And we were so grateful to the Lord. And then she said to us in Xhosa, Hi Tata. Ungakhathazeki.
Don't worry.
Mina uThixo wami uyandithanda.
My God loves me.
And angeke andilahle.
He will never forsake me.
Ndiyathembisa ngoJanuary ngizaba ngiphathe ibag yami ndiyephangela.
I promise come January I'll be taking my bag and going to work.
And then after we prayed with her,
Harikata ora pela le yena.
After 3 weeks,
how feta dibeketse tharo.
I received a call.
That
and then these people, they wanted me to recommend her. And then I spoke everything that I know about her. Obviously, she's faithful. She has been with us when we started the church in
2007.
All the ups and downs of ministry, she was always there with us. Faithful with all her service in the Lord. And faithful also with her giving to the work of the Lord. So I recommended her like a faithful pastor and who rejoices in a faithful member. And we need Bazalwana to trust the Lord even in difficult times. It is easy to thank God when life is at ease. But real thanksgiving is more than that. It is not based on our circumstances, but it is based on God's sufficiency. Not on our production, but on God's provision. We must have an attitude of thanking the Lord. When we win and when we lose. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17-19 is very clear on that. That we need to thank God in all circumstances. And then if you are thankful to the Lord, you won't be intimidated by any circumstances in your life. Because you know that God is in control of every situation of your life. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. Because they were people who were murmuring before the Lord. A trip that would take them 2 or 3 days. It took them 40 years. Because God wanted to deal with the issues of their own hearts. They were people who were complaining about everything. God does not want us to be people who are characterized with complaints. I want to give you 3 reasons why complaining is wrong. Number one, it attacks God's authority. It attacks God's authority. Number two, it disturbs Christian unity. It disturbs Christian unity. Number three, it disrupts our testimony as believers. And that's why complaining is so wrong before the Lord. And the Bible tells us again more, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to
18.
That giving thanks is a command to us as Christians. And it's a will of God for us to give thanks. It is the instructed that has been given to us as believers. We need to thank God in everything. Not everything that happens to us are good. But God uses everything for our own good as His children. And then when we are thankful, God help us to realize that our lives are not defined by our problems or circumstances. And then you learn to see your difficulties through God's lenses. Not through your own eyes. And then God wants us to thank Him as His children. A thanksgiving is the natural response of the grace of God who cares for us. And then as a church today, this day should remind us of God's faithfulness in our lives throughout these 6 years. There are so many things that we have seen as a church,
and
painful experiences, but God has proven Himself faithful. We need to thank God. And then you also need to be thankful for the consistency of your pastor and also Mam Ruti. Their consistency in the Lord, their patience in the ministry, and also their patience with some of you. Pastors also need encouragement. They face the same challenges that you are facing. And then don't believe in this ungodly concept. There's a concept that says, make your pastor suffer to keep him humble. That's a satanic and demonic concept. The Bible speaks a lot on how you need to encourage and also to appreciate your pastors. You need to appreciate them as a gift that God has given you. And then Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17 says, it says, obey your leaders and submit to them, For they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for they would not be of any advantage to you. Members should help church leaders or their pastors to work at ease.
But the church members
I've been to many churches as a pastor where I've seen people standing and attacking one another physically mo kerekeng ka difeji. But God tells us to appreciate our leaders. When members make the job of the pastor difficult, they become the losers. And the Bible gives us reasons why we need to obey our leaders. More Hebrews chapter
13:17.
Number one, it says, they watch over our souls. They guard against spiritual danger and attacks. We must be thankful for God in the day and age that sovereign grace would stand tall for the purity of the gospel. We need the age that we are living in. Church has just become something else. But we want to thank God for Baruti Botswana Muruti Bembe, Baba Melan, the truth of the way of God's way. And then the Bible also tells us that they will give an account of God, of our souls to God. And then it's so fascinating to read about this, where the pastors will give an account of your souls to God. It's like God will say to the pastor, give me a testimony of Ntate Rasipe. And then Muruti will just speak and speak and speak, and God will say, okay, thank you. You need to appreciate your pastors. The work that the pastors are doing, we only help by do it by God's grace. We must appreciate them and also give them surprises. Spoil them. It's a fact that we are the creatures of motivation. One pastor was telling me, he said, you know what, Murut? If there's one thing that I'm fear of, on Monday is my day off, and then Tuesday I go to the office, and then the one thing that threatens me is when I start opening my emails. And you know, the people that I'm pastoring, they are never grateful. They will always say bad things through emails and also through WhatsApp. We need to appreciate our pastors. That will motivate them to serve the Lord faithfully. I like what Dr. John MacArthur wrote in one of his books. He says, when a man is placed in the rule of a local church, Our submission and obedience to him is equivalent to submission to Jesus Christ. When you do not have a spirit-filled lead, leaders, and then who rule well or submissive people who follow well, you have chaos and disunity in the church and open a door to all sorts of spiritual problems. We need to appreciate our leaders as those who watch our souls. I was humbled this whole week as I was following Muruti Bembe through his ministry, Kodebene, Bolisutu, and some other places. I said, yo, what a man of God who is sold out to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is something that we need to do, always to follow him up, with words of encouragement. The statistics say something about pastors. They are saying 70% of pastors battle with depression.
70% of baruti ba sokola ka depression.
And then 1,500 pastors quit ministry every month.
1,500
And they are saying 80% of pastors feel discouraged about ministry. And 94% of pastors' families feel the pressure of ministry.
94% ya malapa abaruti iuka.
Which means pastors, Mamuruti also need to be encouraged, and also their children need to be encouraged. Sometime this year, Kabo April, we were sleeping at our house, and then some young people from the church, they knock at our door. But we left through. They woke up early in the morning and then by a call wimpy on a Saturday morning.
They went to go buy breakfast at Wimpy.
And then they brought it to us.
By Kisa Horon.
And then they said, "This is for you. We appreciate your ministry." And then they wrote some letters, encouragement, how we are an encouragement to them. You know, I was so encouraged. Yeah, Sunday I preached 1.5 hour sermon. I was so encouraged. And then we need to do that and encourage our a pastoral couple and their family. And then we need to know what encouragement, the biggest encouragement that Muruti gets comes from Mamuruti. She does a lot behind the scenes. And then we need to pray for them. And then encourage them, standing in solidarity with them in the gospel. And then God will bless our church. And the other thing that I want us to do, God wants us to give to his work. Especially today, we are treating subject here, thanksgiving.
Ka January re shebane le taba ena ya thanksgiving.
Two words, thanks and also giving.
Mantse mabedi ho leboha le ho ne.
We need to support our local church financially.
Tswantse re support e putio ya rona le ka tjhelete.
And then giving time should be a joyful time to us as believers. And then as believers, you need to give consistently to God's work. And then when you don't give, you are robbing yourself of God's blessings. And 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 7 says, God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. We need to love this church even with the resources that God has given unto us. I know the subject of giving is not an easy one to us as pastors, because this subject has been abused. But we cannot shy away to preach the whole counsel of God, even in the areas of giving. And then this month, November, December, we need to put aside very special, just a giving of thanksgiving to thank God for the ministry that He has given us and to appreciate His grace upon our lives. We are also looking forward as a church to Cosmos City Baptist. Our Thanksgiving is next week.
Thanksgiving yarona ibekengeta.
And then so we are looking forward to be excited in the presence of the Lord for what He has done for us. And then as we come to the end of our service this morning, I want us to look again more Psalm 118 verse
118 verse 28 to 29.
And then it says, "You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. His love endures forever." And then as a Christian, what is it that characterizes you? Are you characterized by complaint? Or are you characterized by thanksgiving? We need to be people who are thankful before the Lord. As you are commanded, 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. Give thanks in everything.
God bless us.
I want us to stand up on our feet. And then I'm going to ask Mamuruti to lead us in this song number 44. This is one of my favorite hymn. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Or, Kazulu, lurking. Jesus, it's Pambanu.
It's a Venus Pillar number 44.
Jesus, it's Pambanu. Yeah, Jesus, it's Pambanu.
Pillar number 44. Jesus, it's Pambanu.
And then I want us to sing this song out of an expression of joy and thanksgiving before the Lord. Reflecting on the cross of Jesus Christ, where grace, joy has been reflected for us. I want everyone to join together as we sing this song. Bana ba Sunday school, bo mme bo baba, let us sing from the top of our voices. Meditating on the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus,